smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're having a great show for you guys today. Again, before that, if you want to see hip-hop or celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Or also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our lovely guest of the hour or guest co-host, go to our Facebook page over on Star Roast Entertainment over on Facebook. Also, if you like the music we're going to be playing, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And then last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan, T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, at formerly known as Twitter on X. And then thanks to the hacker there on Instagram. That's at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then there's this new thing called Threads. That's at Tyrone Tan Official over on Threads. And if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's at Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. Without further ado, we got a jam-packed show. That's why I'm trying to hurry up this, because we want to talk as much as we can about these cool guests. But I'm going to be bringing in my guest co-host of the hour. First off, we want to say thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts that have been coming on throughout the seasons. I always love having you guys on. I'm always grateful and appreciative of just having fun with you guys and ladies as well as guest co-hosts. But we're going to be bringing in back into the studio. He hasn't been into the new studio for a while, but here he is, my guest co-host of the hour. He is a multi-Emmy award, one Emmy. but multi-films, Emmy Award-winning producer and editor and all-around great guy. He's been involved with projects from The Hornet's Nest to Sports Science at ESPN. And then he's got this really cool thing called The Karen Silkwood Mystery, Radioactive, The Karen Silkwood Mystery, and also this other cool thing called Impact Nightline, which he's going to talk more about. Here is my dear friend, Brent Donez. How's it going, my man?
It's going fantastic. Thanks for welcoming me back. I think this is my fourth time.
Was it? Well, you want to put the mic really close. Wait, there we go.
Can you hear me better?
Yeah, there. Yeah,
you go. That's a little better.
Yeah, you go lift it up. Yeah, really.
I think this is my fourth time with you co-hosting.
Yeah,
this
is
my first time here in this studio.
Okay, yeah. It's been for years.
Yeah, at least we've known each other for a while. You're a good friend.
I appreciate it. Well, first off, let's tell the audience that does not know or maybe miss since throughout the years your segment. Tell just a little bit about yourself really quick.
So I'll go real quick. The Hornet's Nest, which is number one grossing war documentary of all time. No Greater Love, screened at the White House in 2018. That was a follow-up film to The Hornet's Nest. I did the Untold series for Netflix, which is a sports doc series. But I'm really excited about my current project, which is, as you mentioned, Radioactive, The Karen Silkwood Story. And it's a podcast on ABC. Just last week, it was the number one true crime podcast. And it sort of picks up 50 years ago where Karen Silkwood died, and there was a feature film about her story starring Meryl Streep. She got an Oscar nomination for that, and Kurt Russell and Cher. And so that
some up and comers. Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard of any of them. Yeah. So that film, the Silkwood is the name of the film, is on Hulu. I did not work on that. I was barely born. But I did work on the podcast, and it comes out every single Tuesday, wherever you can find a podcast, Apple, Spotify, etc. And then coming up on December 5th, Impact Nightline on Hulu is going to be a special episode on this story.
Wow. So you got like kind of two things back to back. Which is exciting. I mean, it's always, and the last time we got you, well, I don't know if you came on, but we got to promote. I was promoting maybe just on the socials. Well, you had something recently. It was like a murder kind of murder mysteries.
Yes, that was the Oklahoma Girl Scout murders.
That's right.
Also on Hulu. That came out about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Yeah. So I mean, you're always every time I see you, and then even
I'm like the second busiest guy. You're the busiest guy, and I just try and follow in your footsteps.
No. But it's always great to have you, and you've always been a dear friend since day one, since we first met, and it's always great. And then I love holding your Emmy, so it was just kind of cool. I see you on the carpet sometimes when we have those Emmy parties, and it's kind of cool.
It's always fun to go out and I love meeting new filmmakers or filmmakers that I haven't met yet, and hearing about their stories and the different projects they're working on. So I love co-hosting and being part of this.
Well, again, so let's how do people check out your stuff really quick?
Okay, real easy. So anywhere that you would find a podcast, so Spotify, Apple, etc., just look up Radioactive, the Karen Silkwood story.
Okay,
and it's a it's a really fantastic podcast. And then if you go on to Hulu, you can look at The Old Project, which is the Oklahoma Girl Scout murders. That's on 2020. Or Keeper of the Ashes, which is a longer version of the same story. Or Impact Nightline. That's the new one. So December 5th, Impact Nightline and the Karen Silkwood story.
Awesome. That's awesome. And then socials in general for yourself, or I know you have too much.
Yeah, I try and hide behind because I'm a producer, so I don't really put myself out there too much. But my Instagram's bdones24.
Okay.
And just don't find me.
You're one of those guys. No, it's cool. I know, and we'll always text each other, which is kind of cool. We have our own way of communicating. But and again, you've always been a loyal friend, and it's always cool.
I appreciate that. Yeah, no, I have to do a better job of branding myself, but I just like to tell other people's stories.
Yeah.
So I hide behind the camera.
Well, that's awesome, Brent. Like I said, congratulations on all your success, and you're gonna have to come back. We have to devote like a show just for your own career because it's so much that we could have talked. We always talk about. You always come back. We come on as a guest host. We got to like have you as the guest too as well.
We'll do it. We can go through the whole Brent Donis Chronicle.
Yeah, you got so much. So what we're gonna do? We'll do a quick movie review, and then we're gonna bring in our guest of the hour, which is you guys. Kind of have somewhat in relation. You guys do from docuseries and documentaries, and these we've got some cool documentary filmmakers as well. But really quickly, we do a quick movie review. Have you by any chance seen the movie Gladiator 2?
I have heard of Gladiator 2.
Okay.
No, I did see it, and it's pretty epic.
Finally saw it last night, so I'm going to do a quick little review on it. So again, thanks to IMDb here. Here's Gladiator 2, rated R. Here's a little quick synopsis. After his home is conquered by the tyrannical emperors who now lead Rome, Lucius is forced to enter the Colosseum and must look to his past to find strength to return the glory of Rome to its people. Directed by the awesome Ridley Scott, starring Paul Mescal, Denzel Washington, Pedro Pascal, a plethora of Connie Nielsen, Joseph Quinn, a plethora of great actors in here. I got to see it. I liked it. I really enjoyed it. I mean, obviously, a lot of people have been saying they liked it. Maybe it wasn't as good as the first. But I don't know. I was with a buddy of mine. He loved it. I mean, I really liked it, and most of the crowd did like it. So I think it's just like if you're trying to compare the two, well, of course, the first one came out so many years ago, but, you know, it's one of those things. But I think if it stands on its own, it's still a good movie.
Is it a prequel, or it's
No, it's after. It's a sequel. So there's some cool twist, but there's a little things that nods to it, of course. And you know it's a sequel because there's certain characters that are grown up or whatever, that kind of thing. But, I liked it. A lot of action, a lot of great acting. Of course, there's a great cast. So, I highly recommend checking out in the big screen if you can.
Yeah, I have a question. So, how did the rhino thing play out? Was that – I heard that was a really big part of the movie earlier.
Yeah.
Was that something that actually happened back then?
I don't know.
I think it did because I remember seeing an interview with Ridley talking about that. And
It was possible. Yeah. But there was a cool thing. I don't know if I want to give away, but there's this cool other thing that I thought was pretty cool where they have another glide with it involves with sharks.
Oh.
So that was kind of cool for me to see.
Okay.
It's kind of like in the Colosseum thing, but it involved like boats and sharks. I was like, well, that's pretty interesting.
So
but anyways.
Is it a movie that we have to see in theaters?
I would say, yeah, something you want to see in theaters.
Awesome.
So, okay. So what we're going to be doing now is bring in our guest of the hour. Something in similar to yourself. This one person has won an Emmy, but for makeup. Mm-hmm. She's an Emmy Award makeup artist, but she's also transitioned into the filmmaking world. She's a producer.
Nice.
And of this cool docuseries along with another great filmmaker, which you guys would have kind of similarities to as well. He's a director producer. So what I'm going to do, I don't know, you know, when we bring in the guests, you know, the guest goes, did you get the memo? Memo is the guest co-host of the hour arranges a way for the guests of the hour to make them feel special. Now, speaking of Gladiator, I thought maybe there's a cool way we could bring them in. You know, in Gladiator, they kind of have chariots and stuff like
Ooh,
that.
I like
so
that.
So I thought maybe we could bring them in on chariots and make them feel like royalty. I think they seem like a cool a duo type of royalty type people. And you know, like kings and queens and stuff like that, make them feel cool. And in the vein of Gladiator, so
I like where you're going.
So why don't you? What you'll do? You're gonna press the button over there, and then we're gonna open in the studio doors, and then we're gonna bring in them on chariots.
Okay.
And then you know, so one is one of the guests. Again, she's a producer, but also side note, 2-time Emmy Award winning makeup artist Gabby Pasqua, and the other is a director producer. Alan Dennis, and they have this cool docuseries called A Study of Beauty, which Ooh. We're going to talk more about. So would you press that button on the count of three? We'll whistle in on the horses. Okay, here we go. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Uh-oh. There they come. On the chariot. Coming into the studio. Oh, look, waiting until all the fans over there. They're throwing roses at them. Uh-oh. Gabby's stopping for some selfies, taking some with some fans. Uh-oh, look at ladies all trying to tear clothes off Alan. I don't know if he's taken. I don't know. Here he comes in the studio. He's signing some autographs there. Look at all the paps, the paparazzis. Here they come into the studio. We have producer Gabby Pasqua and director-producer Alan Dennis of the new docuseries, A Study of Beauty. Welcome Gabby Pasqua and Alan Dennis to StarosEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
Hello, hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much for having us.
That was exciting.
Yeah, well, we got all still the fans still trying to get inside. Again, welcome again, Gabby Pasqua, producer, and hello. Emmy Award-winning makeup artist as well, and director-producer Alan Dennis. Welcome.
Hello, thank you.
StarosEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, UBN. Thank you, Brent Donis, for arranging that.
I had to. There was a bunch of fans trying to chase them in, and I had to sort of ward them off.
Got it. Yeah.
The ripping the clothes off.
Yeah.
Was very on brand for Alan.
Well, it was kind of cool. I hope you take this as a compliment, but you know, but do people? You have a. I was telling you off air that you have a mixed look of kind of like a Keanu Reeves / Adam Driver ish kind of thing. Have you been mistaken?
That's happened all over the world. I get stopped, and I have to convince people I'm not Keanu Reeves. But,
Adam
Driver, but people get convinced whether I'm in Mexico or
yes,
wherever.
You do look like both.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But anyway, so and Gabby, which is cool. You know, we're just meeting, but I heard a little birdie told me, but we kind of have a similarity. You have a Filipino descent.
Yes, Filipino. I am full Filipina.
Ah,
awesome. Very Filipino American.
That's awesome. Yeah, so that's cool. Well, cool. Well, what we want to do, we want the audience to get to know you too, and if not fans already, hopefully become more fans, and then hopefully check out your stuff really quick as well. It's your new docuseries called A Study of Beauty. So, what we want to do, I don't know, did your people talk to my people? Did you get your memo? We start off with a hard hitting question. The hard hitting question is, where are you born and raised?
I was born and raised in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Okay.
Yeah, so California girl.
All right. Yes. And then yourself, Alan Dennis, where are you born and raised?
I am born and raised in Virginia in a town of about 1,000 people called Middletown. Okay. Look it up. And yeah, I don't know what's there, but yeah.
Awesome. Now, did you know growing up that you know, I know you got into makeup as well, which obviously, you know, congratulations, you won, you know, an Emmy for. But then, you know, we want to focus on your filmmaking. Did you always know you wanted to be, let's just say, showbiz in general?
I think it always kind of called me in. I was always fascinated by it. I was a dancer growing up, so in performing and everything, being Filipino, kind of big Filipino families, like you're forced into performing whether you like it or not. So it was always kind of around. But I just, beauty kind of always found me. And my mom was a hairstylist, and then I grew up in the barber shops and in the hair salons. And then when it was my time to kind of figure out what I wanted to do for a career, I knew I wanted to be in LA because that's where the pulse of beauty really was. And this is like pre-beauty influencer. Yeah. So I knew that if I wanted to work outside of weddings mm-hmm. and corporate in San Francisco, that I would have to go to LA. And so I did. And I kind of just let my career kind of guide me, if that made sense. Yeah. Like, I never thought that I would have gotten into television and entertainment as quickly as I did. I thought I wanted to go on tour and like do more editorial and move to New York eventually. So that was always kind of what I wanted. But entertainment and working with actors and just being into the like the true Hollywood of it all kind of just like sucked me in.
Awesome. Yeah. And then for those that don't know, you won the Emmy for which show?
It was The Talk.
The Talk. Awesome. And well, two Emmys, which is cool. Yeah. For The Talk, which is actually a dear friend, Sarah Gilbert, a friend of mine, was also a host on.
Yes.
So it was like working with her.
She was incredible.
Yes.
She is like the real deal.
Yeah.
And I really attribute all of my success in my most authentic path because of her. Yeah. She was like energetically just being with her every day. I think her energy inspired me to really be my most authentic self, and never would have thought that I would be sitting here, you know, transitioning from being like full-time makeup artist into like full-time producing. Yeah. But, you know, I just kind of like let go, let God, and just kind of was always inspired by her.
Awesome. Yeah. And then yourself, Alan Dennis. Mm-hmm. Director, producer. Did you know always growing up you always wanted to be into the filmmaking world?
I thought I was going to be a drummer.
Okay.
That's what the plan was. I was a jazz drummer in high school, and we won every competition we were in. Where I'm from, Northern Virginia, it's very big on the music scene and everything. But then I realized there are maybe five professional drummers in the world. It's very hard to make a career out of, and I didn't want to teach. But I thought then, okay, I'll go and be a doctor. But then I didn't like biology. I didn't like the memorization or anything. But then I saw a little movie called Kill Bill. Mm. And something about it really just stuck with me. I'd never seen anything like it. And I'm like, I want to do that. I want to do whatever that is. I want to make something like that. That the way I felt watching that movie, I'd like to make something that, I don't know, maybe inspires someone else to pick up a camera someday. So the very first short film I made won a festival, won the grand prize at a festival. And I, from that point on, was like, okay, I might have a future in this. So came out here and, I've been here for about 15 years.
Wow. What was that? You remember the name of that film, first film? Obviously, I'm sure you do, but the first one that you won.
Yeah, it was called Kill Chris, because I liked Kill Bill, so yeah. I'm like, you know, very young at the time. I'll make a movie called Kill Chris, about a, you know, my friend Chris, who had to be killed in the movie. So,
well, what we're going to do before my guest co-host has a question, I want to ask you, you're speaking of inspiration, the show is always about inspiring people, but you had to have been inspired somehow. Yeah. So, Emmy award-winning makeup artist and producer Gabby Pasqua. Who was your inspirations, either into the industry, whether it's makeup or maybe in the filmmaking, or maybe just in life in general? Was there anyone that inspired you?
I think my mom and my grandma. Okay. When it came to beauty, there was something about just this ritual of beauty, and kind of this also like effortlessness when it came to it. My mom was very DIY. She was always the one who was coloring everyone's hair, cutting everyone's hair. And so I was just around it. She was my biggest inspiration, like hands down. And in terms of like film, honestly, I can't just say like one thing, but I think the biggest inspiration is the connection that happens through filmmaking and storytelling. And so I think the authentic stories, like documentary, like the whole Bourdain series, like, you know, from his like first was it No Reservations was like the first one, biggest inspiration, my dad and I, that was the way that we bonded. My dad loved History Channel, and I would always fall asleep, but once we found Bourdain, like it was something that like just like captivated me and like took me in, and just the authenticity and like the wittiness, and also how he was just, I don't know, there was just like, such like a sincerity that was different than anything that I was watching that really, really inspired me. Yeah.
And director, producer, Alan Dennis, who are your inspirations in the industry or maybe just in life in general?
Well, yeah, that's very different different answers, but Tarantino was my inspiration to come out here. He's the only person who I've met that I got starstruck.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was just heart racing, everything. I didn't know what to say.
What did you say?
I told him Kill Bill was the reason I wanted to be a filmmaker. And I remember it was at the New Beverly Theater that he owns. Mm-hmm. Eli Roth was there. Eli Roth was also trying to introduce himself. But I was so just starstruck by Quentin. I kind of ignored Eli Roth. I'm like, yeah, you're cool. But like, you know, my idol is in front of me. But I told him, no, Kill Bill's the movie. It inspired me to go into filmmaking. And awesome. He said that was very sweet.
That's a cool moment.
Yeah. Well, my guest co-host, Brent Donas, Emmy Award winner as well. You have before we cut to a music break, you have any questions maybe on their earlier career? Before after the break, we're going to go more into depth of their cool docuseries. But anything about their maybe earlier?
Yeah, I do actually. So you obviously had a lot of success in makeup.
Yeah.
Won 2 Emmys. Yeah. And then what made you decide or what inspired the transition to producing?
Oh, I see.
So I started an indie beauty brand when I was working on The Talk. And just to kind of timeline it, I moved to New York because of it. And I was in New York, and that was right before the pandemic. And I started building out a team. But then when I came back to LA, because I was like going back and forth, I started the bi-coastal thing. I was working on a show in LA. And all my stuff was in New York City, and then the pandemic happened, and I was kind of like, okay, well, what do I do with the indie beauty brand? But then also realizing that storytelling and brand representation and what you want to share with the world when it comes to a brand was so crucial to the success of your brand, that I realized when everything kind of got ripped away from me, I was like, what do I have in my back pocket? And I was like, I have creatives in my back pocket. Like, I heard this in a sermon at church one time. It was like, where God doesn't give you money, he gives you people. And like, who is in your network? And I was like, oh my gosh, I could like pull together a story if I wanted to. And all of the content, everything that I wanted to share, I felt was too premature for like, you know, just the sponsored ads and the branding and, you know, just to sell makeup. I wanted to really connect with people. And so I took some time. It was when all of LA shut down at the end of 20. This is like tail end 2020, when we were like, start, stop. And finally, I'm like back in my apartment in Venice, on unemployment again, because the studio shut down again. Could not work in a salon even if I wanted to. Everything for beauty was like shut down. I was like, what do I do? And something inspired me. I always loved writing, just journaling and free writing. And a lot, I honestly pulled together all of my concepts for the brand and kind of looked at it all on my dining room table and just started writing for an entire week. University YouTube, just like how to create a treatment so I could show it to friends that are in the business and see if, you know, this documentary that I had an idea for, it was crazy to me, would even have a chance. And yeah, that's honest to God, like how it all started. It was like through, you know, a lot of rerouting, if you will. Yeah.
Well, what we're going to be doing, we're going to cut to a music break, and then we're going to talk more about your new docu-series called A Study of Beauty that you guys did. But when we do that, Brent, do you mind introducing this song? It's right there, the little few. And we'll be back more here with Gabby Pasqua and Alan Dennis of the new docu-series A Study of Beauty. We're going to get more deep dive into that, but we're going to cut to music break really quick. Brent Donas, can you introduce this song?
All right. This is going to be California by Alexander James Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah. This is Alex. And the reason, you know, we have a relationship. Number one, he was a guest of the show as well, but he's also a dear friend. And then also, I happen to know his publicist as well. Liz, we're going to give a shout out to Liz Rodriguez, who's also a mutual friend of not only these two, but everybody, but a lot of people in town. And
yeah, I mean, when I walked in, I was like, oh, hey.
So it's kind of cool, and we kind of like this full circle, and I loved promoting the artists that have been on here as well. So again, one more time, and we'll be back more again with Gabby Pasqua and Alan Dennis of the new docuseries, A Study of Beauty, right after the song. One more time, Brent Donas,
California by Alexander James Rodriguez.
Okay, here's Alexander James Rodriguez with California, and we'll be right back. Oh, no, that's the wrong... Well, that's a cool intro for him to come in on the show, but this is weird.
Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Mm-hmm. is out and the waves are high. It never rains, so we always shine. Like a dream and we live it every day. Yeah, yeah. Grab our boards and we're feeling good. In Venice Beach where we're understood. The water's warm and the vibes are great today. Yeah, yeah. 'Cause this life's a party, like a scene from the movies. Everybody's famous, from Malibu to LA. This is California, yeah, yeah, where you can get a taste of fame. Every day's a holiday, and everybody wants to stay. This is California, yeah, yeah, where you can get a taste of fame. Every day's a holiday, and everybody wants to stay. It's California. MIA has the beautiful girls. NYC has the diamonds and pearls. But in LA, it's the best of both worlds. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. 'Cause this life's a party, like a scene from the movies. Everybody's famous, from Malibu to LA. This is California, where you can get.
All right, that was California by Alexander James Rodriguez. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. But if you really, really like that song, check him out. Go to his socials. That's Alexander James Rodriguez. Go to Spotify, YouTube. He's got music. He's got new music, a lot of good music, music videos, all that kind of good stuff. Again, Alexander James Rodriguez. Again, that's California. But again, check out all his other cool music out there. And a dear friend of mine, and also a guest of the guest.
Such a great song.
Yeah. Everyone that I play that to says the same thing. So I'm glad that you say that as well on air. So cool. Well, welcome back to the show. My guest co-host of the hour, Emmy Award-winning producer, Brent Donas. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we also back with two-time Emmy Award-winning makeup artist / producer, Gabby Pasqua.
Hello.
And director-producer, Alan Dennis. Welcome back.
Howdy.
Of the new docuseries, A Study of Beauty. All right, so we talked about how you guys kind of get inspired, who inspired you, and then obviously, you know, your kind of backgrounds. And now let's talk about your docuseries, A Study of Beauty. Study on Beauty. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I do apologize.
It's okay.
A Study on Beauty.
It's okay.
So that's A Study on Beauty.
Yeah.
So tell the audience what this is about, how you guys collaborated, and how that kind of came together. Alan, maybe?
Okay, sure. So it started with Gabby just approaching me for just an idea that she had. I had a very good 2020. I was one of the few people, I think, in Hollywood that had a good 2020, and this is important for the story because I bought the first new car that in 15 years. I'd been driving the same Toyota Celica for 15 years since I moved out here. And after going to enough Hollywood parties and in that car, I'm like, I need to upgrade as soon as I can. So once 2020 happened, I got some good work in, got a new car. Gabby was the closest neighbor to me in Venice. And so And so I just hit her up. I'm like, hey, I got a Tesla. Can you want to do a joyride? And so that all ended up in us talking about, like, yeah, so what do you have going on? I'm looking for a project to work on. She had something for me and gave me this pitch. And it was something completely different from anything I'd ever done before. I do have a background in docs, but mostly sports documentaries. And what she was pitching me was something about beauty. And I'm like, okay, hair, makeup. I'm not the audience for this. I'm not the target.
You wanted to say no so bad.
I was trying to, I spent the whole weekend trying to think of polite ways to say no, but I'm like, okay, I'll hear her out. And she came over and within 5 minutes, I saw it. I saw what this could be. I saw the depth to it. I saw just something so much more interesting than the surface level of beauty. But it really, the title says it all, A Study on Beauty, really goes into the depths of what forms and expressions beauty takes. And it's so far taking us all over the world. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then for you as a producer now, you know, transitioning obviously from makeup artist to producing, what do you think was your biggest highlights now working as a producer?
Being able to tell the stories that I feel like others don't have a chance to tell. And being able to sit with people and have moments of like true connection and being able to bring out like these like soulful narratives that really have been surprising to me. They, you know, there's this one interview we did with an actress in Japan, actually, and I sat down with her. And, you know, halfway through the interview, we both started crying. We had a translator because she didn't speak much English and I spoke zero Japanese, you know, but I told her through tears, I was like, even though we don't speak the same language, like we feel the same pain and I see you, you see me, and like we're really having this moment. So I think, you know, being able to connect with people on such like a soulful level through the lens of beauty has been, you know, just so, you know, fulfilling. I think so too. And I also want to add, he wanted to say no to me before I even pitched him. Well, I didn't even want to get in his car. Oh. We both wanted to say no to each other on like in different ways.
It's such a good idea that you guys took a chance and said yes then, right?
Yeah.
Well, my guest goes. You have a question for them?
I do. So I'm really intrigued about this series. And so if you can give us a little bit more details about it. Is it, you said you shot it all around the world. Yeah. Is it multiple episodes? What's the length of them? What platform is it on? Are you guys doing the festival circuit? I want to hear the whole song and dance.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're still in the middle of it, but we, it's episodic. I don't know, Gabby.
We have our first one is on perfume in the south of France, and we deep dove into like the history of and it took us outside of France.
Okay.
So I thought we were just going to be posted up in south of France and just in Grasse, right, the perfume capital of the world. But we ended up in Switzerland. We ended up in Italy, like 4 or 5 times crossing those borders, like chasing the story. I was exhausted, and I was like, we need to cut. We need to just keep it like as streamlined as possible. But I think like that has been the most, you know, most inspiring, is just seeing like where this is taking us. And I never thought we were going to do one on Japan. I thought Japan was going to be research.
Yeah.
I wanted to do the Philippines before Japan, you know, and that was something that I was like, no, we need to do the Philippines. Nobody tells the stories, you know, but we ended up in Japan fully captivated. And it was something that kind of took its own form and it's in itself. So we have perfume in France, we have hot springs in Japan, and the Philippines documentary is still a little bit in development, but we started off with witch doctors. That's like a whole nother story. It's a little bit taboo, but we went into the back of the jungle. Alan had like a whole like healing ritual happening because somebody put a spell on him, apparently.
Wow. Apparently.
But yeah, so perfume, hot springs, and Philippines is still in development, but kind of leading in with the spiritual aspect of beauty and connection. Yeah, that answers the question.
It does. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say it's been really cool to be able to, I think, for us to drive where we're going with this, because we've done it independently from the ground up. Like,
yeah.
We're not backed by anything. Like, we raised money, you know, independently. Yeah. And I thought that was very important so that we could really, you know, just set the foundation of what the series is going to be. And we're also discovering it as we're filming it. So when Gabby came to me, she's like, the first episode I want to do on perfume. I'm like, great, cool, because it's so not obvious to me that that would be the starting point. I thought, okay, well, we're in LA, right? There's, you know, plastic surgery, there's, you know, models, whatever, like, there's such a beauty scene here. But like, no, let's do perfume in the south of France. Okay, that's interesting. And so we started doing research into the history of perfume and incense and the rituals behind it. And there's such a depth to how scent has been used all over the world, you know, going back thousands of years, and how it's been used in the same ways in different cultures. And that's really fascinating to me. And I feel like that's an angle, that's a story that no one else is doing with that. So, and then we wanted to do hot springs. So Japan was another obvious one, but
you didn't know what an onsen was when I said an onsen, he was like, what's an onsen? I was like, it's a hot spring.
Well, yeah. Tyrone has so many fans that are aspiring filmmakers, yeah, and you guys are going a different route, which is really fantastic, and yeah, it gives you the creative freedom, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
So could you talk about maybe some of the ways that you did fundraise to go to these exotic places and to be able to make this dream a reality?
Totally. Well, I want to first say that we had an opportunity to not do it independently. Like right out the gate, we had interest through like just our networks, and there was something inside of both of us, I think especially me, that was like, before, because I already felt it, like we got asked to get all of our writings, our decks, everything sent over to the head of development, and they're like, we want to like kind of rip it apart and kind of like reposition it, you know, all these things, and like there was just like this red light, like pump the brakes. We need at least one piece that speaks to the heart of what we're trying to accomplish. Just one. And so we doubled down and we, you know, set out, and Alan really spearheaded the fundraising. I did not know how to even begin this, but he had already done it with the other independent documentaries that he's been working on, and they're incredible. Like one on sunscreen, the other one on breast cancer. It's a BRCA doc, the BRCA gene. And his work already was speaking for itself. I was like, you know how to do this. I'll let you take the lead. And so, yeah.
Yeah. And I think the subject too, of beauty and how we positioned it too, I think is really, I think it really, like, people just got it, right? We actually didn't go through like traditional, Hollywood, you know, investors or whatever. We went to a group that I'm connected with that they do commercial real estate. They'd never done anything like this. Entertainment's completely foreign to them, yeah. But, I think just, you know, having, you know, the credibility of my past work, Gabby's Emmy wins, definitely her past work and everything, and just being like super excited and super passionate. I think that was one of the notes. One of them was like, I have no idea what this even is, but you guys are really excited about it and you guys know what you're talking about. So yeah, great. And then that just kind of just started it.
Well, on that note, time goes by really quick. And it goes really fast. But how do people check this out? How can people check out this docuseries?
Right now, it's a little bit like to be determined,
okay,
the actual placement of it. But you can start following our journey, okay, at ASAB Media.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Which part?
No, just how they could follow you.
So, oh, yeah. They could follow us on ASAB Media, ASOBMEDIA, on Instagram and on YouTube. Yeah, I believe that those are the two main ones that we have going on right now.
Awesome. And then also, you guys got your own social medias as well, or websites?
Yes. Mine is at Gabby, G-A-B-B-I, and then Pasqua on Instagram and pretty much every other platform. And I feel like I also need to throw in that on our website too, there's a lot of updates on the doc.
Awesome. Well. Yeah. So they could keep following up with you guys and also following the journey, yep, as you guys continue to do with this.
Yes.
Any socials for you?
Yes. Instagram at Alan C. Dennis, ALANCDENNIS.
Awesome. Well, obviously, you guys have been inspired.
Yeah.
We want to inspire those. The show's always about inspiring others. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there, Gabby, that wants to do what you do, whether it goes into makeup or producing, yeah, or just follow their dreams in general?
I want to say, stay the most sincere to yourself and the vision that you create for yourself. Whatever it is that might feel crazy, somebody is going to come beside you to tell you, you know, you're not crazy, and I see it too, essentially. So just double down and also be unafraid to do things your own way. I think that's the thing. And own your story. That's been the lesson the last, you know, year for me, has been really truly owning my story. Even this transition going from makeup artist to producer, like, I was a mess, like, trying. I was like, I don't know how to tell people. But now I'm like, no, like, this is my story and we're doing incredible work. But I never would have thought, and I just followed that crazy idea. Awesome. Yeah.
And then director, producer, Alan Dennis, what inspiring words of wisdom can you give to someone out there who wants to do what you do or follow their dreams in general?
It's a lot of work. It's very hard, and it has to be hard for it to be worthwhile. This has been a very challenging project. It's been the hardest project I've been part of. But looking back, and I think just seeing where both, not just me, but Gabby too, we are such stronger people now. We are such more capable people now. Gabby, this was her first time producing anything, and she was constantly like, you know, like, I don't know if I can do this. I'm like, no, Gabby, this is where you've been placed right now. This is the path that you're on right now. You've chosen it. It's difficult. And she is so capable. She has grown so much into such a strong, amazing producer. I'm very proud of the work that we've done. I'm very proud of where this project is going in the future. And I wouldn't, and it's been like, it's, this has been the joy of my career so far.
Well, awesome. And last but not least, Brent Donas, any inspiring words? I know you've given some before, but yeah, anything?
I just want to point out how amazing our two guests are here. I mean, they are inspiring all these potential filmmakers. Look at what they're doing. Look at the project that they're creating. Look at the path, and follow the path that they are leading. I would say the media landscape is changing, and everyone has access to millions of people around the world in their pocket. So create your own brand, and whatever that is, and whatever your dream is, and follow it.
Awesome. Well, I want to say thank you guys. It's great to have you guys on. Brent, Brent, have you back on as well. So really quickly, one more time, how can they check your stuff out, Brent Donas?
That's right. Radioactive, the Karen Silkwood story, which is on Spotify, Apple, all that jazz. And then if you have Hulu, if you don't have Hulu, why don't you have Hulu? Go on to Impact Nightline and look for the Karen Silkwood story. It comes out December 5th.
Awesome. And then obviously Gabby Pasqua and Alan Dennis, the name of the docuseries one more time.
A Study on Beauty.
And then they could check it out one more time. They could follow you at one more time.
ASOB Media. It's ASOB Media on Instagram and YouTube.
Awesome. Well, God bless you guys. Thank you guys again for coming on again. It's A Study on Beauty, a docuseries. Follow their journey. Thank you, two-time Emmy Award winner, makeup artist, you, Gabby Pasqua, and producer, as well as director-producer, Alan Dennis. Thank you again. And then Brent Donas, Emmy Award-winning producer. Thank you.
Thank you for
God bless
me.
You guys all. Best of luck with everything. Congratulations on all your guys' success. I love you guys. And I love all you guys on for listening. Thank you guys all. And like the end of my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.
Bye.